USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 29 people have been killed by mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, and dozens in both cities have been injured. 9 people died in Dayton at the hands of a gunman. Mayor Nan Whaley.
Clearly the question has to be raised, why does Dayton have to be the 250th mass shooting in America?
In El Paso, the investigation continues around the shooting at a Walmart. Thousands of people were inside the store when the 21-year-old gunman opened fire. He's in custody and is cooperating with investigators. Police Chief Greg Allen.
Yes, he was forthcoming with information. He basically didn't hold anything back. Particular questions were asked, and he responded in the way it needed to be answered.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering flags across the state to be lowered through August 8th. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Northern California have changed their account of what happened at a mass shooting last weekend. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The gunman who opened fire on a California food festival last Sunday killed himself after officers shot him multiple times. Officials say that as they correct a previous police account that said the officers fired the fatal bullet. Police gave the update after the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner said 19-year-old Santino William Legan died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That after he had killed 3 people, including 2 children, and injured 13 others. At the popular Gilroy Garlic Festival, authorities say they have not yet determined his motive.
An earthquake in Indonesia has killed 4 people. The cleanup is underway after the 6.8 shaker hit off Java Island. More than 200 homes were damaged, and people felt it 230 miles away in the capital city of Jakarta. The 4 victims died while fleeing in panic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Administration officials are now downplaying President Trump's threat to place an additional 10% tariffs on more than $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox News Sunday that the U.S. and China need to continue the trade negotiations to work things out.
I think what's important now is that we continue the negotiating process. Bob Lighthizer and Steve Mnuchin went to Shanghai. We were planning on having the Chinese come in September. I think the best thing to do is negotiate behind closed doors and not get caught up in the hype.
The proposed tariffs are scheduled to take place on September 1st. There were more civilian casualties in Afghanistan in July than any single month since 2017. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
It's according to the UN mission, which cites preliminary findings that indicate more than 1,500 civilians were killed or wounded, mainly due to a spike in casualties from insurgent attacks. And it says more than 50% of the casualties were caused by bombings. The Taliban keeping up a steady tempo of attacks in Afghanistan, despite holding several rounds of peace talks with the U.S. The two sides do appear to be closing in on an agreement in which most U.S. forces would withdraw in exchange for guarantees that Afghanistan would not become a haven for terrorist groups again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.